12 minutes now past 7 o'clock on this finally Friday morning. Ever since the Flint water crisis, I think every community has looked very closely at their lead levels in their water. Nobody wants to be the next Flint. Joining us right now is the head of the St. Clair County Health Department, Dr. Annette Mercantat. Annette, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What's happening locally with lead levels? We know there's at least one area of Port Huron that's being looked at rather closely, and that's near Mueller Brass Plant.
Yeah. So a couple things I want to make very clear. First of all, the air monitoring at Mueller Brass that's done by the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality has not revealed any elevations of lead above the amounts, levels that are thought to be dangerous. But because those levels were increasing, out of abundance of caution, the DEQ went in there and did some inspections. And the things that are related to those violations have nothing to do with the lead emissions. So
okay.
I want to make that very clear.
Yep.
But because of that, we were notified at the same time Mueller Brass was and the city was. We feel that lead exposure is very, very important. And there's a lot of things people should know and be careful of. Most importantly, lead exposure is generally due from lead-based paint in homes that were built prior to 1978.
Right.
Okay? So that
and
is
boy,
by,
there's a lot of them in
this
area.
And there are a lot of them. Almost 50% of the community, yeah. In especially in the 48060 zip code, 42% or something, are built in that area. So we do have concerns about exposure to lead from all sources. Water is really not a big source of exposure of concern for us. Our water's been tested, and that doesn't seem to be a flag. And what we want people to understand is that the only way to know you've had exposure to lead is, in fact, to get tested. There is no safe limits for children, and we know that when their brains are developing, small amounts can cause trouble, irritability, behavior problems, and getting a simple finger poke is the way we can start the screen. We're going to be offering that on May 30th at the center of Port Huron from 3 to 7 p.m. We're going to have kind of a lead open house. For education, we can do some screening for people at no charge to them. We'll be able to test, for instance, that they bring toys from their backyard or, for instance, plates. Old plates can sometimes be a source of lead. Certain hobbies like ammunition, if you're a gun enthusiast, that can be a source of lead. So there are lots of ways people can expose to lead, and we want them to be aware of all that. But I want to reassure people not to panic if you live near Mueller Brass. There doesn't appear at this time, we're investigating it further, but there does not seem to be an increased rate of exposure or lead toxicity in that area.
Are there any health symptoms that people should be aware of if they are exposed to lead? Is there something that some way in which it's likely to affect them?
Well, yeah, like I said, certainly the most important thing is that low-dose symptoms aren't going to cause you any symptoms,
right.
Or low dose amounts. But for instance, pain, abdominal pain is common. Certain kinds of anemia, low blood counts can be caused by chronic lead exposure. Headaches, dizziness. It's kind of across the board.
Yeah.
The symptoms are very nonspecific and vague.
All right. Good to know. And again, May 30th is the date.
May 30th.
So
please come out. It's a great, it should be a really nice event. We're going to have some food. I want to share that good nutrition is really important for lead prevention. Foods that are high in calcium and vitamin C and other healthy foods like that are good to eat, and because they help reduce the absorption of lead. So if you are in an environment that might not be the greatest or you're not sure, making sure your diet is healthy is really important.
All right, good. Hepatitis A is something that we've been paying a lot more attention to in the last year,
yeah.
as well. And I know that you have vaccines available for that. What's going on there?
Well, hepatitis A still continues to be an outbreak situation. We're going to knock on wood. We haven't had a new case now for several weeks. But it's the CDC is suggesting that it's going to take 6 months to a year to slow this outbreak down. The best way of slowing it down, in fact, we feel that the primary way is to get as many people vaccinated as possible. When a person's immune to that infection, they can't get it and shed it and spread it. So vaccinating the community is very important. Hepatitis A vaccine is available at the health department at no charge for people. And if you think you eat out in restaurants or you're traveling or you might have exposure to people who are maybe at a higher risk situation, please get your vaccine. It's a good idea.
Again, hepatitis A, the symptoms, the warning signs, if you feel like you're perhaps exposed and you're becoming ill, what are some of those signs?
Okay, well, hepatitis A, that virus attacks the liver. And liver infections obviously can cause abdominal pain, but the classic symptom is jaundice, mm-hmm. yellowing of the eyes and the skin. Some diarrhea and things of that nature are also associated with it. In fact, this virus is shed through the diarrhea, mm-hmm. and then as things get contaminated, they get spread back into the mouth, and then right. that's how the infection continues to spread. Again, though, with many viruses and many things in life, a lot of people can get infected, spread the germ, and really not have enough symptoms to warrant a diagnosis, right? They're not going to get sick enough to go to their doctor or to the ER. And that is the only way you know. You do have to see your physician and get tested for it, or go to the ER. But if you're not having enough symptoms, you can still spread this infection. And I think that's really the gist of it. I mean, we investigate people who've been diagnosed, and we know they have it, and we investigate all the people around them and try and provide that prophylaxis, that post-exposure prophylaxis that prevents it from spreading further. But there's all these other people out there who are getting this infection, spreading it, and not even knowing it. And that's where vaccinating the general population is so important.
All right. And the vaccine available through the health
department. It is available at the health department.
Very good. Dr. Mercantat, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Dr. Annette Mercantat with us from the health department on WPHM.